Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Well, first of all, sorry you're going through this. And when you're dealing with properties and ministries and churches, sometimes it takes time. There's warfare involved. I'd recommend just continuing, if you feel it's the Lord, continuing to raise up the prayer, you know, agreement. I don't know if you already have this, but, you know, you can develop a prayer group or chain, prayer chain or prayer agreement. Try to get the right words, depending on how you view things, your language about it. But a prayer agreement, where two or three together agree together, it will be done. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. So one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight, and we agree together. So what I try to get at is that maybe you just need a prayer team, like a text team, two, you know, or more. I don't really have a specific prophetic word about this, but I do feel like there's just press in and see what'll happen here. Hope that helps. All right, I pray Psalm 91 as well, and so sorry. First of all, you're going through the pain. So we just declare right now healing over all of us who are warring. In fact, this whole word this month, the Lord's with us, and though an army besieges and commanded into place, Psalm 33. Try adding Psalm 33:9. And, you know, when we're dealing with healing, sometimes it's a process, sometimes it's instant, but just stay in there. And we're going to do a healing time. Lord, we pray right now for everybody who's suffering. We thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you that you're the healer. And we call in the warring angels around us in Jesus' name. Sometimes it's complicated, other times it's not. But don't get upset at the Lord. That's the key. See, if you get upset at the Lord, I mean, it's okay to air everything with them. But you don't want to cut yourself off from the very flow of life and stay in there. Be honest with the Lord, but don't let it, like the Apostle Paul said, don't let the sun go down in your anger. He says, you know, you can get upset, but don't let it step in between you and the Lord and standing. I'm so glad you're standing on the word and reading Psalm 91. Try Psalm 33, verse 9. Command it into place right now in Jesus' name. Command your solution. We command this, Lord. Lord, we pray that you would command everything into place in Jesus' name. Well, the season that we're in is a season of change. And because we have a shift of, no matter where you are in the world, we're in a shifting time. We're in a season of standing and watching. As the Lord is moving, he will indeed move. Now, in the U.S., we're in a time of shifting politically and things like that. But even no matter where you are, we are in a season of standing. And again, that's the word. I have these verses that I have for this. But the Lord is with you. He's with us right now. We're in a time of personal healing, a time of hope, restoration and strength. It's time to be encouraged and find a way to encourage others and encourage yourself. The warfare has been intense, but we just keep pressing in. So go back and listen to this word again, and we're going to put it back out there on the internet, of course, and hope that helps. I don't have a specific word about marriages, but I do have the word of encouragement right now, is that there's warfare going on, but we focus on the Lord. Like the eye of the storm is focus on the eye of the Lord. And as we do this, focus on our marriage with Him. That's what Linda and I are doing. We are focusing on the Lord. We're doing what we know to do, and we are standing. I don't have anything specific on it. Thanks for asking, though.